then I've been to myself. For me, there's you and nobody else. Stop and thank you, baby.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper, $30,000. It's what Delta Airlines says it's offering passengers on Monday's flight that crash-landed in Toronto. A spokesperson for the company says the Delta Care team is telling passengers that, quote, this gesture has no strings attached and does not affect rights. Alan Adamson is with Metaphors, a brand and marketing consulting firm.
The $30,000 proactive compensation really shows it takes customer care really seriously. In a crisis, if people are unhappy, they're going to jump right on social media, and this may mitigate it.
And Delta just says the plane has now been removed from that runway. More than 6,000 Internal Revenue Service employees are expected to be terminated by the end of this week. That's according to a source familiar with the agency's plans. CBS's Stacey Lynn says this comes after the USDA fired a host of staffers working on the bird flu, and now they want them back.
The USDA is among multiple agencies that have faced mass firings and says it's now trying to rescind termination letters for some employees who worked on the government's response to the bird flu. In a statement to CBS News, the USDA said, "We are working to swiftly rectify the situation."
It's called congestion pricing, and it began last month in New York City. A toll of at least $9 to drive through Midtown Manhattan. Now, President Trump says he's ending it. It was started by New York's Governor Kathy Hochul. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy has a message for her.
The New York taxpayer funded those streets. And the way the governor set this up is, she said, even though you already paid for these streets, you can't use those streets unless you pay an additional toll. Well, if I'm the taxpayer, I'm like, I already paid for the street.
The MTA has filed a lawsuit challenging the order. The toll will stay in effect for now. An extreme cold warning remains in effect for much of the country. In some parts of Texas, it feels like negative 10, and a record cold is expected tomorrow.
The good news, there's been nothing more than a dusting of snow throughout much of the state. Mostly just frigid temperatures and 35-mile-an-hour gusts.
So much cold, never feeling something like this.
Just bundling up, having fires at the house, and eating chili for dinner.
I've gotten all over and had some health issues, and I'm not surviving this very well.
So far, so good for the state's power grid, but the Electric Reliability Council of Texas has issued a weather watch with supply and demand getting tight this evening. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Apple has just released a sleeker and more expensive version of its lowest priced iPhone. It's the iPhone 16e. The previous bargain bin models were called the iPhone SE. Starting price of $600 for these, which is a 40% increase from the last iPhone SE. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with the Cintas Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
For a limited time, you can get KFC chicken with the sweet heat of hot honey. And after one bite, you'll wonder, how do bees make hot honey so hot? Are they special bees? Does KFC have dragon bees? Fire-breathing dragon bees that create spicy honey? No, silly. There's no such thing. KFC just partnered with Mike's Hot Honey to drizzle all over their crispy chicken. But dragon bees would be so cool. Try it now for only $7 or share a box with friends for $25. Prices and participation vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
We've been talking about the rain and the snow. When the bad weather hits in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Jeepers Anonymous shows up. It's made up of a bunch of folks who share their love of Jeeps and helping first responders get to work. KOTV-TV's Michaela Glenn has that.
Bobby Edlin says when he got the call about helping people get to and from work, he immediately began packing his car.
I was up bright and early this morning ready to go.
Everyone he picked up today was a healthcare worker trying to get to their shift safely, and he was happy to help.
Knowing that I was able to help somebody that didn't feel safe or comfortable driving in this weather and to be able to get them to work and provide the services that they needed to others.
Cornette Sinclair says she doesn't think she would have made it to work without Bobby.
Gosh, this is a blessing.
That man is president of the group and says they do not just assist one group, they are out to help anyone and everyone. I'm Matt Piper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, maybe a flurry or two tonight, a low near 8. A mixture of sunshine and clouds, highs warm up to the mid-20s. And with a sunny sky in the low 20s for Friday. Even warmer for the weekend. Currently, it's 10 above.
Promises From Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Thank you. pinch right now, baby. Didn't I do the best I could? Not didn't I? So don't you leave me standing.
News, timeless hits on WRJN. And just because the workday has ended doesn't mean we stop watching the news for you. 7 days a week, around the clock, top of the hour, CBS News happens here on WRJN to go with our local news, local sports, and timeless hits.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
sunlight plays upon her hair. Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
Looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme. Counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovell with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Thank you.
Don't have to be alone.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Hey, what's up now?
What's up, brother? What's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like
a
nigga. Stop. Right on.
What's up, man? What's up, man?
What's up, man? What's up, man?
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer. wicked side.
Sister,
don't punish me.
Sister,
with brutality.
Sister,
talk to me.
Sister,
so you can see.
Right on.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're here as we cruise through the night together. More great timeless hits just moments away on WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Tell your mind. Changing the sense of compliments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
In the sense of compliments, meaningless nouns. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look what you saw.
And politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. President Trump continued his war of words with Volodymyr Zelensky, going after the Ukrainian leader on social media and in a speech in Miami.
Biden never tried. Europe has failed to bring peace, and Zelensky probably wants to keep the gravy train going.
Trump also criticized Zelensky for not holding elections, saying on Truth Social, quote, a dictator without elections, Zelensky better move fast or he is not going to have a country left. CBS News senior foreign correspondent Elizabeth Palmer has more.
Well, normally they would have had elections last spring, but the country's been under martial law, obviously, because there's a war on, and it would have been impossible to hold